This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Hundreds of thousands of people trekked to the Path of Totality in southern and central Indiana to watch the Great American Eclipse, which started just after 3 p.m. across the state. Indiana was expected to house between 600,000 and 1 million visitors, which subsequently is straining Indiana's infrastructure, especially in rural areas. However, the state, as well as counties, cities, and towns, have been preparing for years to both be prepared and capitalize on this once-in-a-generation celestial event. That includes businesses, too, with some local workplaces' plans including everything from shifting delivery and staffing schedules to paring back operations to working remotely or taking the day off. Indiana Department of Homeland Security Planning Manager Allison Curry previously told Inside Indiana Business about the state's extensive planning.
This is a state event. But we know that it's a local event. Everything starts and ends local. So these individuals, we can sit here as a state and say, oh, estimates of 600,000 people are coming. These are the things to consider. But on Monday, April 8th, all of those influx of individuals reside within those rural counties.
Major traffic congestion is expected, and Indiana State Police has warned visitors to come early and stay late. Other potential headaches include communication outages, gasoline shortages, and delayed emergency response. For updates, check the Eclipse Live blog at ibj.com. Josh Schertz is moving on as head coach from Indiana State University after he led the Sycamores to a stellar 32-win season, ending in a close loss in the NIT final. He was hired as St. Louis's new head coach. The Billikens were 13-20 last season and haven't had an NCAA tournament berth since 2019. Schertz thanked ISU, its fans, and his players for making his time at the Terre Haute program so special in an X statement Sunday. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to engage Southeast Indiana May 1st at Indiana University Southeast in New Albany. Presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's future. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Just 1 week out from Indiana's deadline for the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, the latest data shows only about one-third of Hoosier High School seniors have completed the form. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The National College Attainment Network's FAFSA completion tracker shows that 33.8% of the 2024 class had submitted the form as of March 29th, equal to 30,109 Indiana high school seniors. That's nearly 6,000 fewer Hoosier student submissions than at the same time last year. It's also despite a new state law that took effect last year requiring all graduating seniors to complete the FAFSA or affirmatively opt out of filing by April 15th. The decrease in the number of 2024 FAFSA filings is a nationwide trend, with only about 35% of high school seniors submitting the FAFSA form across the country as of March 15th, marking a 27% drop, according to the National College Attainment Network. Hiccups with the federal government's rollout of the updated streamlined FAFSA form have also further complicated matters and delayed when many students will receive their financial aid offer. Still, officials with Indiana's Commission for Higher Education remain confident that they'll meet their goal of having 60% of high school seniors submit their FAFSA by the priority deadline. Students can still file after April 15th, but state financial aid will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indianapolis-based WSI Technologies is adding to its portfolio. The company, which specializes in audio and video recording solutions for public safety, law enforcement, courts, and child advocacy markets, has acquired Edge One Solutions Incorporated. Financial terms of the deal are not being disclosed. Edge One Solutions provides voice logging systems for 911 communication centers, as well as interview room recording systems for law enforcement and child advocacy centers. Hamilton County's Economic Development Corporation is expanding a pilot program that aims to help people with disabilities find work. called Investability, the initiative of Invest Hamilton County provides training and job experience to students and adults with disabilities. Whereas the pilot project involved the Hampton Inn in Fishers, the expanded effort will encompass 3 hotels, a senior living facility, and 5th site yet to be determined. Participants in the pilot project perform cleaning duties and other tasks, a welcome source of labor for an industry often struggling to fill positions. The Indiana Manufacturers Association is accepting nominations for its 2024 Manufacturing Excellence Awards. The honors highlight Indiana companies and individuals for, quote, the outstanding work they do, exceptional contributions made to the industry, and their impact on the future of manufacturing in Indiana. The awards are open to all manufacturers in Indiana, and anyone may nominate an individual or company active in the state's manufacturing industry. TechPoint CEO Ting Guti is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.